Hello, this is Radio Station Consultant, the podcast, and I'm your host, Andy Meadows. Last month, in between binge-watching way too many shows on Netflix, I published a new ebook, From Broadcast to Podcast, about why broadcasters should podcast, how to podcast, how to market and monetize it, and more. It's available at all the major online book retailers or on my website, radiostationconsultant.com. In our last episode, we did a free preview of the first four chapters. In this episode, we'll go through the next three: celebrity podcasts, how to choose and use guests, and making long form compelling. Chapter 5, Celebrity Podcasts. When listening to celebrity podcasts, be mindful not to emulate everything they do. Keep in mind that there are a lot of things that a celebrity who spent years building up their brand can get away with that a new podcaster cannot. Celebrity podcasts involve a personality already known by the audience. When we are introducing ourselves to a new audience in a podcast, just as on the radio, we have to earn that right to do more with time. I love Joe Rogan's podcast, but I wouldn't recommend trying to imitate it. Joe has been honing his act on comedy stages for two decades, and he's been a fixture on TV for years, giving him great name recognition. Plus, despite what he might say, he's incredibly intelligent with a working knowledge of a wide range of subjects.
I am the smartest man alive!
He can get away with starting his podcast with 5 minutes of dry read ads and jumping from topic to topic, seemingly free form, for 90 minutes. But a new podcaster certainly cannot. It is worth noting, though, that he does narrow it to one clickable, shareable topic when he shares the podcast to YouTube. And on that version, Joe immediately gets to the hook of the segment he's teasing. Here's an example of that.
If anybody sounded the alarm that all this madness was going to come to fruition in the real world, it's you, sir.
Dave Ramsey is a perfect example of a radio guy who can get away with things on his podcast that new entrants could not. Dave's carved out an enormously popular niche for himself as the guy to listen to for economic advice, and his vast radio background helps him make an interaction with a single caller interesting for an entire 10-minute segment. That's not something that can be replicated easily. When we come back, we'll discuss Chapter 6, How to Choose and Use Guests.
Tired of picking over the scraps left over from the morning show's prep? Then check out Solo Show Prep from RadioStationConsultant.com. It's curated the day of and specifically designed for solo midday, afternoon, and evening shows. It's emailed to your inbox by 8 a.m. Central Time every weekday, and it comes complete with teases, hooks, outs, four content segments, a contest, and a phone topic. Plus, all of that content is turned into web posts you can copy and paste after your shift. Find out more and sign up for a free 7-day trial at RadioStationConsultant.com.
You're listening to a free preview of Chapters 5 through 7 of From Broadcast to Podcast. Chapter 6, How to Choose and Use Guests. When we're building multi-person shows for radio, we assess the skills, strengths, and weaknesses of each on-air personality so we can assign roles accordingly. A show that is properly cast has unlimited potential. Conversely, a show that is improperly cast is doomed to fail. Although the audience may or may not know who's in charge, hosting a radio show is a high-stakes management role where the host makes multiple decisions daily in real time that can have a huge impact on the business. Those decisions are heard by thousands upon thousands of listeners, coworkers, bosses, and consultants. Keeping all of those people happy while filtering through lots of solicited and unsolicited feedback can be incredibly overwhelming.
You suck!
Because of all that, the host position is typically the highest paid and given to seasoned broadcasters who understand how to target an audience and tailor a show to get its attention and keep it break after break and day after day. All of those same challenges apply to hosting a podcast, whether you host a solo or multi-person show. The host is responsible for identifying the audience, structuring the show in a way that will appeal to them, hooking them early in the show to pique their interest, setting the scene, moving breaks forward to keep them listening, paying off segments, wrapping them up, and teasing forward to additional segments and shows. The host has to understand that audience so well that they can tell when they're on the edge of their seats, when they are confused, when they are bored, and even what array of emotions they're feeling while they listen. The reason for booking guests is not to fill any of the responsibilities of the host. Guests should be booked because they bring something of value to an episode. As long as they're adding to a segment, the host should stay out of their way and just lead them in the right direction. Guests are there to add color, context, substance, and expertise. Plus, quite often, a guest is there because their name recognition, or the weight of their title, may add to the episode and attract listeners. The host's job is to keep them on track and ensure that what they are saying moves the segment forward while keeping the listener interested. When they confuse the listener, which they will, the host is there to explain it or probe the guest to explain it. When we return, we'll talk about making long form compelling. Hey, it's Andy Meadows, radio consultant and host of this podcast. If you want to grow your ratings and revenue by 20% or more and your digital stats by 50% or more over the next 12 months, then contact me today at 1-800-849-1457. I'll do a free assessment of your entire operation, followed by a strategic plan to help you grow your ratings, digital stats, and revenue. Then, if you're interested, you can bring me on as a consultant to help you execute that plan. I offer affordable, hands-on consulting for a select number of radio groups and stations. Let me help you find a custom solution for your unique situation. Find out more at radiostationconsultant.com. This is a free preview of chapters 5, 6, and 7 from my new ebook, From Broadcast to Podcast. Chapter 7, Making Long Form Compelling. On terrestrial radio music formats, the amount of time we talk is very restricted, especially when we're first starting out. Then, as we learn how to pull off more things on the air, we're gradually allowed to talk longer as we move up the ranks and air shifts. This slow, gradual progression allows us to get used to it and value the listener's time at each stage of the process. Podcasting is a similar art form but with subtle differences. I would suggest applying that same philosophy of earning the right to talk longer when we're easing into podcasting. Doing a 30-minute or hour-long podcast before we're ready won't lead to anything other than a big waste of our time and the time of our friends and family who feel obligated to listen to it. I'm not saying the recording session won't last for a half hour to an hour, but the final edited product doesn't need to last that long. Comedians don't start off doing hour-long specials. First, they get a tight 7 to 10 minutes to open, 15 to middle, and a half hour or longer to headline.
I'm the headliner! I'm the best!
That process takes years, but for an experienced broadcaster, mastering the art of podcasting could happen a lot quicker if we do our homework and study what works best in this new media. Asking ourselves some hard questions will help us know what to leave in and what to edit out of our final product. Questions like, why would the listener care about this? Is this adding to the topic or taking away from it? Are there entire segments or side discussions that I can take out? When you're doing your own podcast, it's essentially a chance to do your own air check reviews. Going back and listening to the recording with a critical ear will vastly improve that individual podcast and help you improve for future podcasts. We offer a service where we edit and produce podcasts, and if the producer wants us to, we'll even send feedback on why we edited it the way we did so they can learn how to do so on their own. If interested, email me at andy@radiostationconsultant.com. Whether you're using our service or editing it on your own, don't fall into the trap of rushing to post your podcast as quickly as you can. Spending time developing your content before recording it and extra time in post-production afterwards will be the difference between bringing very little value to the listener and bringing a lot of value. The trick to making long-form compelling is to choose an overall theme for the podcast that's a good personal fit and choosing topics that we are capable of doing a deep dive into. Booking guests who add something of value to the discussion instead of just validating or reiterating the host's point of view. When we're booking guests for our podcast, we're looking for someone who's knowledgeable or, better yet, an expert on whatever topic we're discussing. However, it's the host's job to be an expert on what interests their listeners so they can direct guests to touch on those things and away from the weeds of unimportant, boring details. Or, at the very least, the host should edit the less compelling and unnecessary parts out after the fact. How much or how little the guest talks should directly relate to how long they can keep the listener's attention.
You paying attention?
No.
Some podcasts, like Supernatural with Ashley Flowers, are able to pull off incredibly interesting shows with a single host and no guests. Ashley does it by setting a great hook early in the show, then slowly building the story in layers that draw the listener in, and sprinkling compelling teases throughout to keep them listening for the whole episode. She also chooses very mass appeal, relatable topics. That'll do it for our free preview of From Broadcast to Podcast. Some of the other things we cover in the new ebook include turning an on-air feature into a podcast, production tips, equipment suggestions, how to record good quality remote interviews, where to host, how to market and monetize your podcast, and why now is a good time to podcast. As always, email me your feedback at andy@radiostationconsultant.com. Thanks for listening. Check out my weekly blogs, find links to my ebooks, and info on all of my radio services at radiostationconsultant.com.